to a flood relief benefit for the greatest flat picker in the world. Am I right? His name is Tony Rice, and Tony Rice lives, or used to live, in a little town called Crystal River, Florida. And I visited Tony about a year and a half ago. He's got a very neat little one-story house that sits on a little peninsula of land, surrounded on three sides by water. And if you walk out the back door of his house, you walk across about 50 feet worth of garden, and if you take one more step, you fall off into Crystal River, or his speedboat, which hopefully is there instead of the river. And I was staying at his house as a house guest for about three or four nights, and I don't think I mentioned it much less than two or three times a day. Tony, you've got a wonderful, beautiful place here surrounded by water, but what happens when the creek starts to rise? And he said, Bill, no way, the creek hasn't risen in 100 years. And then about 2 months ago, the East Coast experienced the storm of the century. And Tony and his wife, Pamela, went to sleep, and about 2 o'clock in the morning, they were woken by the sounds of sirens and flashing red lights, and there was a patrol boat parked outside their house, and they said, you're getting in the patrol boat now, and you're leaving your home now. You're not going to take anything with you. They came back about 24 hours later and found out that the water had risen to the 4 or 5 foot level in their home. He lost everything. He lost all his clothes, all their belongings, all his masters from all his albums that he'd made all the years. He even lost the world's most famous Martin D28. For those of you who know this instrument, it used to be owned by a gentleman whose name was Clarence White. Clarence White used to be the world's greatest flat-picking guitarist. Until he passed away, Tony was fortunate enough to inherit his instrument. It is just an incredible Martin herringbone, and he had to leave without it. When he came back, he said his Martin was floating in the water. He's dried the Martin guitar out. Unfortunately, it's warped a little bit. It's being sent back now to Nazareth for Martin guitar to fix. Anyway, we've got some wonderful, wonderful music coming on for you tonight. And the very first group is going to be the David Grisman Quintet. It will be followed a little bit later on by Radim Zenkel on mandolin. If you haven't heard Radim, you are in for a real treat. And then Daryl Angler and Mike Marshall will be here. And finally, we're going to end up the evening with a few iterations of the original David Grisman Quintet and Quartet. Without any further ado, ladies and gentlemen, the new, the current David Grisman Quintet.